Welcome to the podcast. My name is Patrick. I'm here with
Mackenzie.
And I'm Caroline.
Today we'll be talking about Into the Wild by John Crocker.
Okay, so Into the Wild is pretty much a book about a person named Christopher McCandless. He's actually a real person. This is all based off of a true story. And he went on a journey all the way from his home in Washington, D.C., all the way to Alaska. And on his way, he met many different people. What about you, Mackenzie?
Yeah, he met people, but it was really kind of odd in the story because every time he would meet someone, if they got too close, he would try and isolate himself or move to a new place really quickly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also how he traveled so quickly. It's from like place to place going so far, is because every time he would meet someone, he would only stay for a couple days, and he wouldn't really accept any help from them. He met one couple who tried to give him some more clothing because he was not prepared for any Alaskan winter, and he left it in the van and hid it from them so that he didn't have to take it.
So, like, you're saying that in a way he is afraid of human connection?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
What's your input on him being afraid of human connection, Patrick?
He met this one dude named Franz.
That's his alias in the book. They were hiding his real name.
Yeah. And they got real close, but once he got too close, McCandless felt like moving away, but Franz wanted to adopt him as a kid because he lost his own.
And so, like how both Patrick and Mackenzie were saying, once he got too close to people or started feeling like he was getting attached, he, you know, uprooted as fast as he could, only took whatever was on his back, including some rice and some other supplies. He even burned his cash. He didn't want any help from anyone, and he just kept traveling. Eventually, he got to Alaska where he wanted to go, and he sent his last postcard, where eventually he was out in the wilderness completely alone on a Fairbanks bus. So my next question following up him always being isolated is, why do we think he chose to be isolated? Why do we think that he wanted to leave a loving family and move all the way to Alaska in the wilderness all by himself with nothing?
Well, I think he didn't leave a loving family. In the book, it talks about how his parents were always arguing, and there was a lot of, like, conflict within the family, except he was only really close with his sister, who that was the only person he talked to about leaving on this trip. His parents still had no idea, you know, nobody else knew, but his parents always kind of pushed him to be a certain kind of person, someone who wanted, you know, education and money and to be really successful, but he really didn't ever want that. He just really wanted to see the world, and that's where he found, like, happiness was finally in nature.
Okay. So, Patrick, why do you think that he decided to go all the way to Alaska to be alone?
I think he may have chose just because.
Do you think it was like a spur of the moment, or do you think there was like another factor about it?
Alaska is just like real wild, and there's not much out there but wilderness and nature. So I think that might be why, but.
Like a peaceful kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? So it's just like a spur of the moment kind of decision. Like, I'm just going to go to Alaska and peaceful there.
Didn't one of his books he read was about some dude going to Alaska, one of his artists?
I think it might have mentioned that in the book. I don't necessarily remember that part, but it could have been in there. What I remember from reading the book, I also am sort of with Mackenzie on this one, how it was sort of, there might have been underlying factors. I know it talked about how his dad had an affair and ended up having a son with this other woman when Chris was actually a baby. And that hit Chris really hard because he felt like he was really close with his dad. But when everything happened, he just kind of broke apart and didn't feel, I guess, at home anymore, I guess you could say. And so he kind of wanted to go out on his own.
That will wrap up our podcast today. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope to see you here next time.
Bye.
Bye.